Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. It's a Tri-Day Friday. Let's try to help out her from the Northeast here, who butchered his top 80 athletes in Philadelphia since 2000.
Yeah,
Hugh Douglas at 66. When you call in, we'll throw a matchup at you. Hugh versus someone above him. First matchup was Hugh versus Ike Reese. That one got a chuckle from our caller who voted Hugh over Ike. We'll give you a bunch more because Hugh should have been higher on this list. And, of course, the Phillies. Are you ready to say this team is great? Bryce Harper said it last night. Would you use that G word for the Phillies? Great. We got some people saying good, not great. What was the last guy say? Okay, and then you kind of badgered him a little bit. Okay, I mean, they're better than okay.
I mean, if I were him, I wouldn't have said that over the air.
Yeah.
He could have just said, yeah, they're good, not great, yeah. But whatever.
Right. It happens.
That's okay.
They're better than okay. We can just use your eyes. They're better than an okay baseball team. Are they great? 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, you know what season it is, right?
What's that?
Well, I mean, it's summer, but it's...
Well, yeah, where we come on? It's list season.
It's list season around the NFL. It's list season. All right, so we have been kind of honing in on looking at the NFL Top 100, the players vote. But that's just the players. That'll be released and unveiled over time. Yesterday, Pete Prisco, who's covered the NFL for a long time, he unveiled his list, Top 100 players right now in the National Football League. So let's get to a couple of interesting nuggets from the list. Hugh, the first interesting nugget is how many Eagles were on the list. How many Eagles are currently, in Pete Prisco's eyes, CBS Sports, currently top 100 players in the National Football League? What would you guess, just off the top of your head? How many?
You know what? I was thinking 10, but it feels like it probably is 8.
It's not 10. You know what? They might have had 10 last year off the Super Bowl. Not 10. It is three. You know what?
Three.
No, I was counting. 3, 6. You nailed it. 8 Eagles.
Yeah, I was thinking. I feel like it was eight. Yeah.
Okay,
got to be at least 8.
The 8 Eagles.
That's pretty good, though.
No, that's. I wouldn't imagine there's many rosters with more than 8. Mailata, Quinyon, Lane, Saquon, Jalen Carter, Cooper DeJean, Jalen Hurts, and Zach Bond. Those were the 8 Eagles that were listed in the top 100 in the NFL currently. All right, so there you go. Hurts is on the list. Hurts came in at number 84. Now, Hugh, the interesting part was, and you know where my mind went. All right. He made the list.
Mm-hmm.
Where did he rank? And where does he rank among the quarterbacks, right? Because there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks on a list like this. It's the most important position. Hugh, I went through it. Jalen Hurts came in as the 17th quarterback in the National Football League on this top 100 list. Hugh, before I tell you the guys above him, your first thought on that. Hurts on the list, number 84, 17th among current quarterbacks.
Given the way the offense looked last year, I think that's fair. And I know somebody's there in the car, but he won the Super Bowl and he's MVP. I know he did. And I feel like now we're at the point now where you have to say that before you say how you actually feel, because people are going to throw that in there. You're right, he did. But we're talking about last year. And a lot of times when they make these lists, they're based off of your last year's performance. Like, what have you done for me lately? And lately, that was his last game. The offense didn't play well. It's one of the main reasons why. I didn't have any offensive players on my list. I feel like I'm gonna teach. This feels like summer school, so that's what I'm gonna treat it as. Summer school, and you're trying to let people understand your thought process in the way that you're characterizing Jalen's play. I know Jalen's won the Super Bowl, and I know Jalen has been the MVP of the Super Bowl, but the list is for last year's performance, and last year he didn't play in the Super Bowl.
Mm-mm.
And this offense was anemic last year.
That's for sure.
So to be 80th on the list.
84.
Given what transpired last year, I think that's pretty good.
So here's what Prisco wrote about him. After leading the Eagles to a Super Bowl victory the year before, Hurts saw his play decline some last season, but this feels like a Hugh Douglas line, but he did throw a career best 25 touchdown passes. He wasn't as effective running the ball as he had been in previous seasons. He had him at number 52 last year, now down to 84 on the list. All right, before I give you the quarterbacks above him, can we hear Dan Orlovsky, who was with us yesterday? It was really fun talking to Dan. Great spot on the show yesterday, live from the team, the Beer Bowl, the Team 62 Beer Bowl.
Yes.
Here was Dan Orlovsky when Hugh asked him, give us your real take on Jalen Hurts. Your honest to goodness take. Here's how Dan Orlovsky framed it.
What is your take on Jalen Hurts? Your honest take.
I think I've said the facts and the opinions just don't match up. The fact is, since he's become the starter, obviously, 2 Super Bowls, win one, probably the best player in both of those games. I think he's top 5 or top 7 in mainly all the statistical categories.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that's the facts.
Mm-hmm.
But the opinion is, or the opinion of a lot, I would probably be in this camp, is that there are times when the passing game and the pass element is lacking. Mm-hmm. And so that's a very interesting kind of balance, is if we were going to take Jalen with all 32 starting quarterbacks and just put him on a field and just had him throw, which is the basic premise of the position, mm-hmm. he wouldn't be in your top 16. I don't think he would be in a lot of people's top 16. But all he's done is win. All he's done is play huge in big moments. And so, like, my take on him is, I got asked this yesterday, I think it's silly to not have him as a top 10 player at the position because of the accomplishments.
You know what's so ironic about the way Dan framed that? He yeah. said if you kind of put them all on the field, all 32 starters, and you had to evaluate as throwers, right? Most people wouldn't pick him in the top 16. He mm-hmm. came in 17th on this particular list, like the day after that conversation.
Yeah, because you know what Jalen is? Jalen's the unicorn because, and I gave this analogy and nobody understood it, like when I said it.
Rocky,
it
was typical.
Like, well, no, not that one. It was when Rodimus Prime took over for the Autobots, and he was not prepared. Hot Rod took over for the Autobots, and he wasn't prepared. And then when Prime came back alive, he gave back the, you know, because he wasn't that big or anything.
Yeah.
Jalen has, like in a room, when you line up all the quarterbacks, like, and I'm thinking back when I was at the Combine, and it was Kevin Carter, Derek Alexander, and all these big Luther Ellis, and all these bigger.
Lining up the defensive linemen.
Yeah, and yeah. so they're like towering
and you were a
over
shrimp,
me.
Yeah.
Dog. But I got that dog in me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like you don't have the measurables, but you got that dog in you. And that's the thing that a lot of people have trouble struggling with when it comes to Jalen. Because Jalen isn't that big. He, you know, some would argue his arm isn't that strong. Some would say that he doesn't read defense as well. And a lot of times when you think it's not working out for Jalen, Jalen figures out a way to win. And that's the thing that kind of blows people's mind. Because I was thinking about this yesterday riding home. We live in a world now where everything for us has to make sense, right? We have to justify certain things that happen in order for it to make us feel comfortable. For Jalen, he defies all of that. You know, he defies the logic of the position because he doesn't do this, this, and this well.
Well, it's like Dan said, the facts don't match the opinions.
Yes, but he wins. And when you say that, because you know how we argue and you know the
it's 11:08. It's 11. No. It's 11 o'clock. Hour.
No, but you know when I say it, because I was telling somebody this, because we were talking about the dynamic of the show, and we were talking about how we interact, and I said you have to respect Joe's position because we're all like this. It has to, the pieces have to fit, and a lot of times when we talk about certain things, and as athletes, we say, "Hey, go win the game. How are we gonna win, Coach? You just got to win." Because there's no real answer for that. You know what I mean? You got to, by hook or by crook. And for a lot of people that don't understand, it makes no sense. But for people that have been in that situation, even though it didn't make sense, it makes perfect sense. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing with Jalen. And I think it resonates with people here, especially when you talk about him saying with a straight face, "I don't care what it looks like," because I keep going back to that. As long as we win. And when you look at from the time he said that and what happened after that, they were winning. And it was ugly. It was super ugly. And it was defying logic. And, you know, we can say, well, hey, and for us, a lot of times we say, well, the defense did this. Yeah, but the offense had to put them in position to do, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that's what it is. And that's why this is a lightning rod conversation every time we have it about Jalen.
So I agree with you on this. I think the ranking is fair. I think having him on the list, okay, I'm not going to yell that he doesn't belong there. 84, cool. I also think ranking him about 17 among quarterbacks entering the season is fair. So I'm with you. Now let me roll through quickly. And then
I do have, before you go yep. through all the quarterbacks, because mm-hmm. I just looked through it, I have a major issue with one of the quarterbacks
okay.
ahead of him.
No, so
major issue.
Before I say the 16 above him,
okay.
If you guys want to put one or two or three
sure.
him ahead of them,
yeah, yeah.
That's fine.
Agreed.
But I think as I go through this, you're not going to, if we're being fair, you're not going to put 12 him above 12 of them.
No.
Like most of these guys played better than him last season. So here is how the list went when it came to the quarterbacks as you roll through them. And this is the order the quarterbacks came in on the list. Stafford, he won the MVP last year.
Mm-hmm.
Allen, Burrow, Mahomes, Lamar, Dak, Love, Goff, May, Herbert, Trevor, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams.
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, had a bad year. I mean, he got hurt and had a bad year.
Played seven
games. Okay,
Wait a minute.
That's
above
a joke.
Jaylen?
Above Jalen. These are all above Jalen.
Yeah, that can't happen.
Jaden Daniels, Caleb, Darnold, Purdy, Baker. You want to say the Daniels thing because he had a bad year? Sure. Drop him down.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else that Jalen really played better than last season?
No.
Maybe Baker by the end.
Baker kind of fell off. That's the one I was thinking.
And those are 16 and 17. So you want to flip them. Okay. Obviously, Stafford, Allen. I mean, Burrow got hurt, so you could fight that one. Mahomes got hurt, but he's Mahomes. Lamar, Dak, Love, Goff, May, Herbert. I mean, these guys had better seasons than him last year. I mean, I think the ranking is fair. You want to? Was Daniels the one that bothered you the most, Jaden?
No question.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Baker, if you were asking me, he's above Baker and Jaden.
So that would put him at 15?
Yeah, but that's more fair to me. That's fair.
I agree.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, I think if you can move him around two or three spots, he's probably in the range he belongs.
Yeah.
I think the ranking is fair. Your reaction, 215-592-9494. Jalen ranks 17th among quarterbacks entering the season, 84 in this top 100. And, of course, you take on the Phillies. Is this a great baseball team as we enter play this weekend after what a heck of a series against the Washington Nationals? Jeff in Wilmington up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey,
what's
Jeff.
What's going on, man?
Hugh, I totally agree with you with the Bryce Harper ring finger thing. Like, I don't know if he realizes, but Buddy doesn't have a ring. They do.
Yeah, that was weird to me. That was weird.
It was.
Jeff, you know what I'm realizing, Jeff? This younger generation of men, they're
here
a little
we
weird.
Go. Here we go.
Well, you're blaming the. Is this an old guy tape?
All right, then, Jeff, I'm going to leave it
alone. Just because you brought up the Rat movie from 1972.
You old people, man.
You know where I'm going with this, Jeff, but I'll just digress because I forgot. Yeah, Kyle's here.
Say less, Hugh. I know exactly what you're saying.
I totally
agree with you.
They're different.
Yeah.
You guys have your oats this morning?
Yes, I did. I have oatmeal every day, bro.
Well,
nothing wrong with oatmeal.
Nothing wrong with it.
I do not think the team is great. They are playing great. There's a pretty big sample size for the last 2 months. But to me, greatness is at the end of the season when you look back and say, yeah, this team was pretty good. They have too many holes. We got a leadoff hitter that hits 200, or like is struggling to stay over 200. And we got a bullpen that's we could need a piece there, and we could also need a starter. So I don't agree with them being great at this point.
So let me ask you this, Coach Jeff, and I think it's fair what you're saying. Is it going to take another month or two of them playing like this to just say, hey, maybe they are great, or do you need to see them add? Like, what would make you feel different? Or is it nothing until October?
Really, it's nothing until October. Given the fact that the last few years they've played really good baseball during the season and then ultimately did not win the prize at the end of the year. So I'm not saying I got to see more. I just don't think another month is going to change my mind, or even 2 months.
Yeah,
they're on the right path though. Not going to lie,
they are. All right, Jeff, are you ready for to help Herb out with his list here? Okay, so Hugh Douglas came in at number 66. Who was the better player since 2000 here in Philadelphia? Hugh Douglas at number 66, or Matt Stairs at number 38?
All right, this is easy. First of all, I think you should be in the top 30.
Ooh,
overall.
Thanks,
man. With those stats, those sacks, especially that 3-year span, Matt Stairs had a really good home run that propelled the Phillies to the World Series ultimately. But that's not enough. Come on, man.
It's not even close.
Hugh sustained this stuff for years. Hugh sustained this greatness.
But I'm not going to lie, Jeff. I kind of like Matt Stairs in that situation.
Oh, has Hugh ever ripped one into the night?
I'm telling you, because
he
was going to stay there. Really? Really? What did that have to do with anything?
Well, Matt Stairs ripped one. You ripped one. I mean, that's...
He ripped one into the night. You ripped one into the chair.
You know what? I hate you guys. Yeah. I see why 11:50 gets a little squirrely around here.
Jeff, good phone call. No, you are, of course, are above Matt Stairs.
Well, no, because I look at it like this, man. As I get older, being in those championship moments and having that championship moment, I'd rather have that all day than that a 3-year stretch of 37 sacks all day.
I know. I know you would trade it for a ring,
yeah.
But...
I would trade that one for a ring.
Or wins a defensive end stat?
No, sacks are, though.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know what's funny?
Or wins a pinch hitter stat?
Hey, no. That was a hell of a
Well, unless you're Derek Hill the other night, maybe.
Is Derek Hill the new Matt Stairs?
Maybe.
Yeah, that was exciting. You know what's funny, though, about stats and sacks? Now, you notice how a lot of defensive ends, when they want to say that they're good, they grade their pressures. They're like, oh, his quarterback, like around the quarterback rate or whatever they call it, is very, very high.
Well, do you know who the newest one we were doing that with is?
Who is that?
Grenard. Because, you know, I remember I said it when the trade went down. Because everyone's excited. Look, I'm not excited about Grenard. He's been a good player, and hopefully he'll be a very good Eagle. But Hugh, I remember when the trade went down, we talked about it. I was like, did anyone notice his sacks went from like 12 to 3? And he had the most pressures. All right. That's cool. I mean, but like, do you think the Eagles paid him $100 million to have three sacks next year?
I wish somebody would pay me $100 million to have three sacks.
Right. I mean, he needs to get
I'd
to the quarterback.
I'd have still been playing because I had that the last
You would not be here fooling with us. That is for sure. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up?
All right. I'm going to have a huge moment. I'm so freaking sick and tired of everybody talking about this Jalen Hurts and our Phillies, right? Because this is the thing, man. Well, all 32 of them quarterbacks that he's talking about, guess what? They had traded all they had with Jalen guy. And I don't care who, because that's what I keep saying. This guy has been telling everybody he's not a stat dude. He's a winner. And that's what he's been proving every year since he's been a starter. He a winner. So I don't understand why every time we got to compare all these losing quarterbacks, right, that he didn't beat and that he didn't demolish, and we keep comparing them to our quarterback. They don't have what he had, except for one. Just one that they named. So, you know, I'm sorry. I get a little animated because I get sick and tired of hearing everybody talk about Jalen this, Jalen that. All he do is keep, you know, improving himself, improving his game with all these different coordinators, and he's going to keep doing it. But, all right, and let me say, hey, Bryce, I'm happy to see you back, baby, and I hope you stay back. And I hope that same motivation that Washington gave you, you use that against every team that you play against from now on, man. Because that's what we need. We need that eye of the tiger and that, you know, that stare down that you've been doing, man. We need that back. You know what I'm saying? And what I want to say about the Phillies, like I keep telling you, I'm all in, man. It's different. Like, listen, what I'm seeing is they're incorporating the small ball now, man, right? They doing sacrifice hits. They stealing bases. That's something that they wasn't doing for like three seasons in a row. You know what I'm saying? So it is a change, changing the momentum of how they playing right now. And the reason why they playing is because they got a manager that actually know what he's doing. He know his players, right? And guess what? They ain't going to do nothing but get better. And what everybody keeps saying, we need a better team. Listen, any team that's playing, you know, professional baseball, listen, they playing, they got to get whipped. You know what I mean? And that's what we did. But I just want to say this and end it. We on our way, man. Like I keep saying, I'm driving the bus. You better get on.
Get on or what? Else, Douglas. All right. All right, Will, you ready for a matchup? You ready for a matchup from Herb's List? All right, here we go. So Hugh Douglas came in at number 66. Who was a better Philly athlete since 2000? I think this is a tough one. Hugh Douglas or Malcolm Jenkins?
Wow.
This is a tough one.
I think they should split it.
But now you got to pick. You got to pick.
Oh, come on.
You got to pick one.
Right. No kissing ass.
Come on. Who you got?
All right. I'm going to keep it real. Listen.
He's picking Malcolm.
Malcolm Jenkins. But you, listen. Like, I agree with the last caller. You belong in the top 30, dog.
I don't
believe that.
Can I just say this since we're voting?
Yeah.
You're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get in my feelings if you don't pick me because it's your opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm not offended.
Now some of them are obvious. You're above that.
I'm not offended. So I just want to say that you're off the hook. If you feel Malcolm was a hell of a player, man. And when you talk about what he was when Brian left, it was, you know, he wasn't Brian, but at the time, he was the closest thing to
it. Yeah, Will, great phone call.
And he was a hell of a leader, man.
Hell of a leader, a huge part of a Super Bowl team. And Hugh, I mean, he felt like, look, he was a great football player. His career could go on just on the field, right? But then I felt the day that Carson got hurt, he sent the first message, we're not done.
Yeah.
And like I And I thought it really resonated with them because the fan base was basically like, it's over, right? The chance to win the Super Bowl is over. And Malcolm, and I'm paraphrasing, it was a while ago, but he basically said, we got a lot of good football players in here. We're not, you know, throwing the towel in because Carson got hurt, unfortunately. He was a great player. Kyle, how would you vote on that one? I think Hugh and Malcolm is tough.
That's a really tight one.
I'd say peak player, Hugh was better.
Mm-hmm. And you know,
but Malcolm had a long run here and contributed to the Super Bowl team.
I'm gonna do the thing where I think it's really comparable.
The tiebreaker is the winning.
The tiebreaker becomes the Super Bowl. Becomes the win.
Oh, no, and I respect that. Yeah. But for me, since
Hugh was more fun to watch, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. Pass rushers are more fun than safeties most of the time.
But Malcolm, the thing that I think Malcolm got me over because he was more of a leader during a tumultuous time, not just with the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm talking about in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, he was.
And Hugh unloaded on Sean King's backside. Malcolm Jenkins unloaded on Brandon Cook's front side.
That's true.
Both unloaded.
We didn't have John Madden,
unfortunately. You guys both unloaded.
I know you were trying to send a message
there.
Malcolm was a big part of a big moment in the NFL. I knew where you were going.
You know where I was going. Thanks a lot, Kyle, for keeping it light.
It's true. It's both had big moments of unloading.
No, I get it. But yeah, I would pick Malcolm. I would take Malcolm over me, definitely.
Did Malcolm play longer here? I think he may have.
I think it was, like, 6-7 years?
Malcolm signed here, I believe. Was it 2013 or 2013?
Was it?
Chip's first year or second year?
Was it that? Yeah, maybe. I think it was 13 because...
It was Ward was the other safety?
Jarius Bird.
Bird. Yeah. Yes. I remember the safety. Bird was one everyone wanted from Buffalo, but then the Eagles got Malcolm.
Jenkins was a good move.
Yeah. It was a great move. But he lasted here through what, 19? I think he may have out... I think he has maybe one more year than Hugh in an Eagles uniform. That's a fun one. Malcolm was ahead of Hugh on Herb's list. 215-592-9494. All right, that is how you hop aboard on this Friday. Coming up, we got a lot going on the show. Scott Fransky, of course, at noon will join us, as he always does. We're also going to be joined in studio, I'm very excited for this, at 1 o'clock today, by Milt Thompson, who we haven't talked to, and I haven't heard talk about the Phillies in a while. So we're going to talk to Milt about the Phils and also the HBCU Classic, which Milt is a part of, coming up at Citizens Bank Park as the Friday before the All-Star game in a couple weeks. So excited to have Milt in studio with us coming up 1 o'clock. Your phone calls all day long, the Phillies. Are you ready to say this team is great? Bryce Harper said it. Would you use that G word for this Phillies team? And Jalen Hurts ranked on top 100 players. Pete Prisco's list 84, but 17th among quarterbacks. Fair or unfair? I think it's fair. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.